Ahoy from BA. This is a Rorschach Ocean update from the 19th of August 2025, a summary of what's going down in the 70% surface of the Earth covered in salt water. Over the Atlantic, reports from the National Hurricane Center on the development of Hurricane Erin, published on Saturday the 16th, say the first major storm of the Atlantic season swelled into a vast system as it passed north of Puerto Rico and the Dominican Republic. Even though it now holds Category 3 winds, down from rare Category 5, the hurricane is growing in size, spreading tropical storm conditions across the Virgin Islands, Bahamas and Turks and Caicos. The storm threatens flash floods, landslides and life-threatening surf swells along the U.S. East Coast. Meanwhile, marine heatwaves are torturing Australia's reefs. According to reports by The Guardian from Wednesday the 15th, scientists warned that Australia's reefs, both the Great Barrier and those of Western Australia, are suffering record coral bleaching after the longest, most intense marine heatwave since records began. Some reefs saw more than 90% coral loss, including the Rowley Shoals, which were once considered hope spots. This matters far beyond Australia. Reefs cover less than 1% of the ocean but support a quarter of marine life and hundreds of millions of people. From intensifying wind currents to shrinking colossal ice caps, scientists confirmed on Monday the 18th through Inside Ecology that Argentina's famous Perito Moreno Glacier, once thought stable, is now in rapid, likely irreversible retreat. Known as the world's first superstar glacier, it draws nearly 700,000 visitors a year, but warming temperatures and falling snowfall have set it on course to vanish. Beyond lost tourism, the glacier's collapse signals wider dangers. Higher sea levels, disrupted freshwater supplies, and increased risks of sudden glacial floods. In news about a microscopic giant of the ocean, on Wednesday the 13th, scientists announced the discovery of PELV-1, a giant virus in the North Pacific subtropical gyre with the longest tail ever recorded, nearly 3 micrometers. It infects planktons, key players in ocean food webs, and carbon cycling. Unusually, its genes are found in living cells, potentially altering host metabolism and energy use. Understanding PELV-1 could reshape how we monitor nutrient flows, forecast harmful algal blooms, and assess climate impacts on marine ecosystems. However, humans are more of a threat to oceans than viruses. On Thursday the 14th, wildlife officers arrested 4 people in the U.S. for illegally taking nearly 250 spiny lobsters, most of them undersized, months after the season ended in March from the ocean near San Pedro, California. The suspects had no fishing licenses or measuring tools, both required under state law. Officers returned the live lobsters to the ocean after documenting them as evidence. Even in season, only 7 fully grown lobsters are allowed per person. This ensures the sustainability of the lobster population so that their numbers are maintained in the region and that the local food web and marine ecosystem will not be disrupted. From lobsters to tunas, according to a report by Euractiv from Monday the 18th, Europe's favorite fish is back in the spotlight as the EU's top court sided with French NGO Bloom in a case over controversial tuna fishing devices in the Indian Ocean. The ruling forces Brussels to revisit its defense of fish aggregating devices widely used by French and Spanish fleets but accused of harming turtles, sharks, and reefs. With tuna being the EU's most consumed fish, mostly canned, the outcome could shape prices, sustainability, and seafood choices for millions of households. In surprising developments for the future of web surfing, on Wednesday the 13th, Alphabet's spin-off Aleria announced it had used its Tidebeam laser tech to sustain a 100 gigabit per second internet link over 65 kilometers around 40 miles between 2 Northern California mountaintops and in simulated conditions for ships at sea. The system's adaptive optics kept connections stable despite turbulence, wind, and motion, with signal reacquisition in seconds after disruptions. Aliria says Tidebeam could beam high-speed links for land, sea, air, and space, potentially transforming connectivity for remote communities, maritime trade, disaster zones, and defense. There's no launch date yet, but if commercialized, this could rival satellite internet in speed and stability for everyday users worldwide. Speaking of casting over a wider net access, reports by the Digital Ship from Friday the 15th said Starlink unveiled an unlimited satellite internet plan for International Maritime Organization registered cargo and tanker vessels, scrapping data caps and bundling free gear. Partnering with Elcom International, the rollout will include terminals and routers provided without upfront cost, while upgraded customers will see higher bandwidth allocations. The changes are expected to alter how crews connect with families at sea and how operators manage expenses across fleets. Analysts suggest that greater digital capacity at sea could improve communication and predictability of global shipping, a sector that moves the bulk of everyday goods and fuels across supply chains. From giving the world better access to raging boundary disputes, on Thursday the 14th, the U.S. Navy deployed the destroyer USS Carl M. Levin in the North Pacific as Russian and Chinese warships neared Alaska's Aleutian Islands during a joint patrol. The move comes amid heightened U.S.-China-Russia tensions, with China also sending five research vessels into nearby Arctic waters. While U.S. officials say the foreign ships remain in international waters, their presence signals increased strategic geopolitical competition in the Arctic and North Pacific region. For further displays of naval power, on Friday the 15th, Australia and the Philippines launched their largest joint drills, Exercise Alon, near the South China Sea. Over 3,600 troops, joined by U.S. Marines and Canada's Navy, are training with live fire, beach assaults, and airlifts until the 29th of August. Leaders said the show of force underscores their commitment to protect sovereignty and international law after recent tensions with China. On a brighter horizon, on Friday the 15th, Portugal's Better Sea launched the world's first fuel EU maritime index, giving the shipping industry a benchmark for trading low-emission ship allowances. Under fuel EU rules, polluters can buy surplus credits from greener vessels to avoid heavy fines. Since June, ask prices have dropped by 24%, trade prices climbed 9%, and bid-ask spreads narrowed 64%, signaling a stronger, more confident market. Over 41,000 tons of carbon dioxide equivalent surplus are already listed, with uptake from major liner fleets and even non-shipping traders. Now, for some updates on the marine and economic effects on the tariffs, on Friday the 15th, global container freight rates steadied after months of tariff-fueled swings, but analysts warn of sharp declines ahead. Drewry's World Container Index slipped 3% to $2,350 per 40-foot box, the ninth weekly drop. Trans-Pacific routes softened as a pre-tariff shipping rush faded. July's U.S. imports surged 18%, largely from China, but forecasts show steep year-on-year falls through December, with November volumes hitting their lowest since April 2023. Finishing off this edition with a party invitation, on Friday the 15th, Waikiki, Hawaii, started hosting the Duke Kahanamoku Ocean Festival, the world's premier celebration of ocean sports and Hawaiian culture. Thousands turn out over 10 days for surfing, canoeing, volleyball, lifeguard challenges, and even a dog's surfer competition, all honoring Duke Kahanamoku, the father of modern surfing. Beyond the fun, the nonprofit festival raises funds for Hawaii's scholar athletes, helping young people access education and sport. And that's it for this week. Thank you for joining us. Are you listening to us on Spotify? Remember, you can leave comments on the episode. No need to worry. They are private by default and we won't publish them. Want us to get back to you? Share your email. We can have a chat. See you next week.